Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this week on Pixel Pros Podcast, we discuss Black Ops 2, World War Z, Symphony of the Goddesses, Steam Holiday Sale, Diablo 3, the Android GameStick Kickstarter, and reviews of Looper and Les Mis that will blow your mind. Gentlemen, Pixel Pros Podcast here, where we talk about other podcasts. That's what we're here about.
Nope, we
do. That's not what
you
wanted.
Know what? I listened to a podcast about Pokemon. It's pretty good.
Wow, off to a good start. 2013, holla at your boy. All right, so this is one of our this is our first podcast video, so it has to be sponsored. Brought to you by Urban Outfitters, where you can buy douchey clothing for hipsters for $28 a shirt.
Oh my god.
Hey, eventually I'm gonna keep doing these and then we'll get sued and then we'll get a lot of publicity.
Oh.
So, win, win, win.
That's how we want to be remembered, right? Legal,
yeah,
illegal.
Exactly.
I think Chex Mix is better.
The Chex Mix was good, but they pulled their funding because I talked too much about animal bestiality. I wasn't sure how that was gonna fly with them. All right, so today we are going to go start on our new format. Let's hit it, Ryan. Give me some news. Give me some, news.
We do, you know, a new format every time. But anyways, yeah, I got the PSU. That's my college. The PS2 is discontinued in Japan. Well, I guess Japan says... Japan's not making anymore. I thought it was already discontinued. Anyways, World War Z. Like, no wonder games are coming out for it. World War Z is coming out in 2013. That looks a little...
The movie.
Yeah, the movie.
Not to be confused with the piece of shit. That's the War Z. The game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's... Stay away from that one. Symphony of Goddess wins annual game music awards. Best concert 2012. Is the Zelda one, right?
Woo!
Yeah. Oh god.
Take that as a yes.
Yeah.
BioWare confirms the same-sex relationships for Star Wars: The Old Republic, which was
Andy.
They were talking about
Andy,
last.
Yeah. There's not a game that I don't make a lesbian action scene happen.
Andy is seeking bounty hunter level 40.
Yeah. You thought I was going to talk about sword fighting.
Oh my god. Black Ops 2 DLC. Sorry, what, Andy? You want to say something, Andy?
Nope. I was just making
just
moaning sounds.
About Revolution.
Yeah, Revolution is being revealed. Multiplayer maps, 4 of them: Hydro, Grind, Downhill, Mirage, as well as a zombie map called Rise, and a new weapon called the Peacekeeper submachine gun coming out January 29th. It's coming up, Andy.
Oh yeah,
coming up.
About to get on that. Oh wait, I already have the season pass. So like, I'm gonna be the greatest Blops
say,
2
yeah,
player
if you got
ever.
Season pass, you're good.
Oh my god.
12-year-olds, right. You better get some new underwear because I'm gonna make you piss your pants.
That's disgusting. Blizzard drops team deathmatch for Diablo 3. What is this?
Well, yeah, Diablo 3 is just totally not about PvP.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever. Who cares about that?
Oh my god.
What?
How dare you, Ryan? All right,
nobody
move
cares
on.
About Diablo 3. Everybody gave up on Diablo 3.
God.
It's all about Guild Wars.
Yes.
Oh my... Anything else you want to talk about that's stupid?
January 11th, my birthday, EA Sports shuts down online play for our 2011 title.
Wow. Happy birthday, Rock.
Happy birthday. I can't play NHL or I can't play Madden 11
no,
anymore.
Don't
no
lie.
More NBA
you play,
for you.
You play NHL, right? You're white. You're
true.
the only sport you play is hockey.
That's true. There's a console coming out besides Ouya. I'm kind of excited for Ouya, but there's another one called GameStick, which you probably haven't heard about because I haven't heard about. Therefore, you haven't heard about either. And it's also supposed to be exactly. See, it's also supposed to be running like Android-based, like the Ouya, and you know, customizable, customizationable.
Mm-hmm.
And their Kickstarter just started. They're looking for 100 big ones. That's 100 grands. That's 100 bills. That is 100 G's. That is 100 gold tokens. I don't know what that means anymore.
That can't be like what did Ouya ask for?
Like Ouya asked for like a lot more.
Yeah, like close to 900,000. I thought.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It was so, like I think it was like 500,000 actually.
Okay, so whatever, 900,000,
yeah.
500,000.
So yeah, these guys are only asking for 100,000, and it's gonna be cheaper, $20 cheaper than Ouya. So it's
gonna be 79.
Yes.
79. Okay. I mean, just think about it. The amount of, like, I don't know. A lot of things I see, I read about Kickstarter is the fact that people will get all this funding, and then they end up not knowing what to do because they just wanted money for the idea. And getting into it, they realized it costed way more and took a lot more time than they had to even put things into production, going overseas to get the parts, getting a manufacturer for everything. And it, I don't know, that's the same thing that happened to that watch that's supposed to like sync with your phone and you can use it through your watch. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But that blew up. That was successful.
I don't remember it.
Ryan, where is it?
I don't remember. It wasn't me.
Ryan says he has one under his bed.
And maybe I do.
Nope. I got mine in my pants.
Yeah. Microsoft buys R2 Studios, which, what do they do? Something with TV. They control TV and stuff. So, you know, they're pretty much competing now with Apple and Google with their Apple TV and Google TV. So.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to be the...
Yeah, so we'll see. That'll probably pop up. With their next console. Because, well, you know, with Xbox Dashboard and what they did recently, it's kind of like a cable box now, so.
Nice.
A cable box. Look for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is. You can hook up Comcast and stuff for
that,
it.
So. Yeah, if you have, is it Comcast that does Xfinity?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yes. Whatever, but still, it's, yeah, you can pretty much watch cable through your Xbox, and then, like, Nintendo TV has kind of the same capability with DVR. Yeah. I don't think Xbox does DVR at all.
No, I don't think so. But all right. Maybe with this R2. so, yeah, speaking of that, the new Xbox is predicted for an E3 announcement. I think we all kind of saw that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of predictable.
Yeah. NASA is developing these hedgehog-like probes to explore planets. They basically, like, hop around. Kind of cool. Hop around and hover around terrain instead of drive around all super slow like that rover. The rover is so old news. Everybody forgets about the rover immediately. Right?
Why the hedgehog build? Like, why?
Because they want to make it supersonic.
It's better to like hop around.
I'm going to ignore that, Natalie.
Have you seen the picture? It's not a hedgehog, really. It's like a ball and it just bounces around. They just call it the hedgehog.
So they could have literally said roly-poly.
Roly-poly. And finally, I didn't know this, but did you know there is a thing called the X hybrid controller for your iPhone? It's like a little mini thin keyboard for the iPhone 5. Mm-mm. Did you know that?
No.
Well, now you know. But yeah, apparently it's like ultra thin. It doesn't make your iPhone all fatty, so... Check it out. It's called the X Hybrid.
Does it tell you what games it'll work with? Because, like, Apple won't approve of, like, those third-party peripherals that do that. And then I remember one game came out with one, and they're like, it works with our game, but others, too.
Oh, I think it's mainly about keyboard texting and stuff, so.
So, see, that's... Okay. Well, I hope it works.
Okay.
For people who are too old to type on touchscreens...
Perhaps. I am too old.
Yeah, I think I'm getting there. Like, I went back home, and everyone who had an iPhone upgraded to a Galaxy S3 because it has a bigger screen just so they could see the letters. So,
Dang.
You know what? S3 is better anyway, so.
Just get some reading glasses.
I'm probably happier.
Yeah, they refuse to get that. So for now, my whole family has Galaxy S3s or Galaxy Notes.
Hell yeah.
Or Note 2s.
I'm going to get a Galaxy S3 so I can get Pokemon Yellow on it.
Oh my. You know they have like jailbroken emulators for iPhone, right?
Oh wow, you know what? But it's not jailbroken. It's just how that's.
You still have to root your Android phone, Ryan. Either way.
Either way, it's not like, and then I don't have to break my phone to update it again, and then break it again.
Rooting is that.
Break it again.
That's what you do when you root your Android phone.
Oh my god. Anyway.
We're going to have that debate right here, Ryan. Alright, Pixel Pros. That's where things get resolved.
Whatever.
Alright, but alright, is that it for the news?
S3 Master Race, yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah. S3 Master Race. How dare you use a good name of PC.
4 is coming out in February, so you can get an S3 for dirt cheap here pretty soon.
Oh, is that why everyone has an S3?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Note 2, pretty nice as well, because it comes with this. It's huge, but my buddy has one, and he sends me photos with dicks all over him. What's up?
Yeah, the drawing is like pretty so cool on there.
You're like, thank God, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, it has a stylus. You can use it to draw dicks.
Yeah.
All right.
Andy, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here all night.
Okay. Next, I guess, is a general topic. It's more of a topic that I don't really care about what you guys want to say. Next is our games that we got for Christmas. Even though since we didn't have a Christmas episode, we had like a near Christmas one, which wasn't real, pseudo Christmas, and
bizarro Christmas,
bizarro Solomon Grundy,
fake Christmas.
Yep, that's what we'll call it. So this episode will be called Can't Fake. No, not good enough. It needs to be a Tim Allen reference. Sorry, Natalie.
Oh, guys, whenever I was out visiting my family, I saw the Santa Claus with Tim Allen on it. I almost took a picture and sent it to you guys.
Yep, I saw it while I was in the my girlfriend's family's RV, and it was on TBS. I'm like, yes, that is very funny.
It is. That's what TBS is all about.
Yep, very all funny. Right. Back on
downfall
topic.
Downfall of one's career.
No. Tim Allen, you know, you can contact us anytime.
Anytime.
Wait, all right, games we got for Christmas. We will go ladies first. Ryan.
Oh!
No! All right, Natalie, what'd you get for Christmas? And if it was a console, then that's stupid, and then we're going to skip you. What'd you get?
Ryan needs to go first.
Oh, whatever.
What?
Are you serious? Fine. Ryan.
No, I was just joking. Okay. So, for Christmas, I got the Liberation bundle for the Vita. I got the white Vita.
Oh, look at that.
Which I'm really happy about, because I really wanted the white one. And Liberation, been playing it for a couple of days, actually since last week, and it's pretty fun. I've had actually an issue whenever I first started playing, because whenever the game starts, there's a point where you can start controlling Aveline. And for some reason, she just got stuck. Like, after a cutscene, she got stuck, and she wouldn't move. So I actually had to restart the game and start over, because no matter what I did, she just, like, walked. I'm in the road, and she's just not moving. She just wouldn't do anything, so I had to restart it. There's a couple of glitches in it. I mean, there's points where there's text, because everything is subtitled in the game, and you hear a voicing. But
I was be like, everything's subtitled? Is it because, you know, they're talking Ebonics? Oh, 18th century black joke. Oh, Ryan, you can't clap for that. You're white.
Oh.
Aww.
I haven't used anything. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a part where this one character's talking and the mouth is moving and there's text, but there's no voice. So it's kind of buggy, like a Assassin's Creed 3, but it's kind of fun. It's different.
Yeah. How does the controls feel on the Vita for that game? Like, just as smooth as on the PS3?
I want to say it's as smooth, but the only thing I have to complain about it is because I'm used to gripping my stuff like this, like the 3DS and other handhelds I've had. And back here is a sensor. touch sensor pad. So there's points in the game where you actually have to touch the back to do certain things. And while I'm running and trying to get away, my hands sometimes, like, I'm all into it and I'm like this, and the sensor, it's reading the sensor. I'm like, ah, no, stop.
Oh, what gosh. The heck? Oh, man.
Yeah, right. It's...
Did you get Black Ops?
On the back and the front. No, I didn't get Black Ops.
I was asking a question Andy was probably wondering.
I was, dude. I was like, did you get Black Ops? Because I'll totally buy one to play with you and then own you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll probably get Black Ops as my next
What? No,
purchase.
Don't get Black Ops on a portable. That's like...
I wasn't going to get it on the Vita. I'm talking about on the PS3.
Don't get it on the PS3. You suck at games.
Oh.
I'm playing. No, really? Don't get on... I don't know. I don't like Call of Duty. I just play it. I don't like it.
You just play it because you like it.
Yeah.
He hates every second of it, but he can't stop playing
I'm just sitting there like...
Why am I here?
He's like, why do I suck so bad?
Yeah. Like,
oh, damaged fighting words right there.
For real. You can ask your boyfriend who Ooh. Plays with me, who is topping the charts all the time, and he'll say, this 12-year-old we play with. That's usually who tops the charts. Did you get any other games? I know PlayStation Plus, if you get that with the Vita, you get some awesome cross-play games. I hope you signed up for it.
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
I did get Golden Abyss, which is...
Oh, Natalie.
Golden Abyss.
I'm gonna so withhold. Excited. Well, I'm not going to withhold it. All right.
Doesn't it
I
suck?
Think Golden Abyss is...
is that a card game?
No.
No.
Oh.
That's that stupid Fortune whatever.
Yeah, Fortune something.
Yeah, but no, if you signed up for PlayStation Plus... And which doubles, so you can have it on your PS3 and your Vita. Golden Abyss is one of the free games that comes with PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I already knew about that, but I wanted the actual game itself. So
everything's digital. Why would you buy anything? That's
I don't know.
Muck face, apparently.
Yeah, that's my muck face. So you only got two games for them right now.
Yeah, right now. I mean, I could get digital copies of, you know, the games and such, but I don't know. I'd rather have the actual game itself than a digital copy of it. That's how I am. Kind of like how people feel about reading books on the iPhone versus actually reading a book.
I think there's a difference there between that and games, because having a physical book doesn't, like, strain your eyes as much and other health issues with a e-reader, but then like having a digital game and a physical game, you're still gonna look at the same screen, but I don't have to like, okay, I wanted to play this game, all right, let me go back to the home screen, pop it out, bring it out from whatever I was carrying it in, because I'm a guy, I don't have a purse, and then I could just boot it up on digital. But I think that's just PC master
race. It's a personal preference. Yeah,
PC master race. Being spoiled. I have 2 terabytes full of video games that I can
play. I don't. I got 4 gigs right now, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you get any memory cards with that? Did you get jaded by Sony that?
The bundle gives you the 4 gig memory card, but the crappy thing about it is if I want more, I can't go and buy like a Kingston brand or some other brand. I have to buy the Sony brand.
Yeah.
The one exclusive to the Vita.
Yeah, you can't even use your dual memory stick duo from your PSP.
Yeah, you can't. You can't do any of that.
It's so dumb. And the fact that it's all digital.
But this is just, you know, Sony trying to, you know, make their money and...
Trying to bend you over.
Keep it all synonymous.
Pull down your pants.
We're not talking about that night that... Whatever happened to you happened
here. Hey, what happened on New Year's is about to be on Facebook.
Wow.
No, okay. So, all right, Natalie got a sweet new console for her portable pleasure to play at work while she doesn't do any work. Ryan, do you have any new distractions?
I've gotten quite a bit over the course of this Steam sale. which is more than just Christmas.
By the way, which is still going on until January 5th.
Until the 5th, indeed. So I'll just start at the top here and go down my list.
Oh, my. Look, so we're just going to skip this.
I got
check it out,
Batman.
At Pixel.
Oh, my God. Batman Arkham City.
Oh.
Finally.
That game is going to strain the crap out of your video card.
Probably.
Turn on full physics.
Dishonored. Hotline Miami. Yeah, I just turned on that game just so I can hear the music. Just don't do anything. What else did I get? One of my friends got me Natural Selection 2, which I haven't really played yet. I've played it like once.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. It's pretty fun, actually. And then I got Sniper Ghost Warrior because I always want to play a game. It kind of sucks, but it's funny. It's hilarious. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon, Future Soldier.
Gurf.
And I got the XCOM DLC.
Nice.
What's it called? I already forgot what it's called. Yeah.
Because you never play that game.
I don't ever play that game, so I don't know. I just bought it. And yeah, that's about it. Yeah, playing
the
crap.
What does your Steam say? What's the hours logged on XCOM?
Don't do this to me. All right. No, I'll tell you right now, Dragon Age Origins is probably more.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay, whoa, here's a moment. What's on the top of your Steam, like, most hours list?
Can you like, sort that?
Actually, I don't know. Probably I can't. Just know for me.
Well, I know for Steam me, Dragon Age Origins, for me, I was at, like, 89 hours.
Holy shisa.
Yeah. XCOM only had 20, so don't worry.
Yeah, mine is Team Fortress 2 with 150 hours.
Holy.
Yeah, I don't know if my online games count. Yeah, so you just basically got Steam stuff, nothing physical, nothing new for your console.
Nope.
PC Master Race.
Exactly. I don't really need.
It's all right. Ryan,
you guys are haters.
Whatever.
They're haters, man.
Ryan and I are holding out for. Are you gonna get Judgment, Giz War?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if I will. You're here first.
Yeah, Ryan, not getting a third-person shooter.
Oh man.
I don't know. I have to because I just love, like, just like you. I like third-person shooters and Gears of War. When I got to play it. At my friend's house, because he had an Xbox and I didn't, I couldn't stop. I would just play the campaign over and over.
Yeah, if it's on 360, I probably will. I'm just if it's on. Did they say it's on 360 or no?
Wait, what? Why wouldn't it be?
Well, because they got the next freaking console coming out probably pretty soon.
Aren't all the Gears already on 360?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, they're gonna announce it. See, the thing is, they don't know if they're gonna announce it at E3 or at Microsoft's own like press conference just to unveil the new Xbox. And they're probably
we'll
gonna be like Apple and call it the new Xbox instead of like Xbox 3 or whatever.
I thought it was the 720, or did they actually change it?
I hope they don't go with 720. I think that's just don't start the trend that you're gonna regret when you
exactly.
have to like.
1024.
Yeah, when you have to be like the parent that comes in, like, can I get an Xbox 1420 or 1440?
Or they won't even know the actual numbers of it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, just give me that one. That what that one?
Xbox 752. the one with Mario on it.
which everyone gets him to shut the hell up. No, I think by that time that the numbers get big, it'll be us who are old. So
yeah,
we'll probably be buying it for ourselves.
Yeah, that's true. No, whatever, dude.
Hey, I would hope in the future consoles will integrate with computers and integrate with Android women that have sexual organs. So...
I think, Andy, you can
it's called a virtual
on
girl too, Andy. This episode is brought to you by Virtual
Girl
2.
Oh, what was
so every guy can have a hot woman
on their screen, just randomly dancing.
Yep. All right. Never know when she's gonna pop up either.
Yeah.
Which girl are you gonna get?
Oh, Sonya.
Sonya Blade.
I wonder if there's like a button on your like quick icon where you can be like next girl.
What if they'd use like the women of Mortal Kombat?
There we go.
They would be sued pretty hard.
Well, Mortal Kombat, more like Dead or Alive. Shit.
It's the same thing now.
But they got the extra bouncy edition.
Yeah.
Have you played it, the new, like the most recent Mortal Kombat?
No, I don't play stupid games.
No, aren't they? They're pretty much half naked.
Yeah, those girls have their. It's not even bikinis. It's like, it's just thongs and like barely their bras.
It's like the producer's like, I'm gonna give this guy three pieces of tape, and I want you to use it on these women.
No, my God.
Put it anywhere. Anywhere you want. So yeah, that's nice. Steam sale.
Yeah, pretty much.
A lot going on. For me, nada. I don't think I got. I gotta see. I think I got some stuff from Steam, but nothing new other than Walking Dead. I got Walking Dead finally.
Get on it.
Yeah, I'm not that far in. I barely like scathed the first chapter, but. Has controller support, which is awesome, and big picture mode on Steam kills consoles once again, and it's just super smooth, 70 like 90 FPS.
Exactly.
But yeah, I just picked up The Walking Dead, and actually that's the only game I picked up on the Steam sale so far, because sadly I've bought most of these games already.
And Dark Souls is on sale today, Andy.
Don't you dare tell me that, Ryan. It's not enough. It's not enough because I know, maybe like a couple hours in, I'm gonna have buyer's remorse, and I'm gonna be pissed if it's like $20 of buyer's remorse.
It has to be like $10.
Yeah, but you know what sucks? I voted for XCOM, and it was between XCOM, Skyrim, and something else, some other big blockbuster game too. I'm like, man, I hope XCOM wins for this like community choice that's on right now, and no, people voted for Skyrim. That's been on sale like constantly for like, God knows how long. Thank you, Steam idiots.
That's true.
I hate my community. But yeah, so right now, I don't know. I'm probably going to pick up. I'm not going to get Dark Souls, Ryan. I lied.
Damn it. I don't think I will either. I have it on PS3, but I was going to get it anyway just for PC, but. Maybe if it was like $10.
Yeah. See that Atlas?
$20 is like a rebuy. I'm like, nah.
Right? Thank you. Yeah. You can't blame me for not buying it.
Well, you haven't gotten it at all, though.
Nope. Shut up. So. I don't care. Oh, it's Namco Bandai. Didn't Atlas make the first one?
Huh?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's somebody different for Dark Souls. Yeah,
From Software. It's called From. Not Namco. Namco Bandai published it. So yeah, I didn't pick up anything, but I did see some movies. Oh, you guys want some movie reviews? Yeah.
No. God.
So
look at Ryan. Ryan's so like, no.
Jesus.
This golf ball, and you just see it rolling in. And it's, oh, I'm just kidding.
This guy never like asks this guy for a movie review because he will explain the whole freaking movie to you. You're like, all right, cool, that's enough. I'm not going to watch it. And then this guy comes in and he has like this golf club. Oh, my God. Jesus.
It was so sick. If you guys are wondering, I'm talking about that movie. It's called Funny Games. It's a remake of a Swedish film, and it's so sick. All right, so like, here's the intro. And it just, I'm just kidding.
Mute.
But check it out. One movie I saw was Looper. Definitely a good movie. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt totally looks like an awkward Bruce Willis. And I didn't expect to see a pair of boobs in that movie. Mainly because
Why
I had...
Are you surprised?
I was. One, by... I was like, movies with good enough storylines don't usually have to put boobs in it. I'm just saying. And two, it was that girl from Code Affairs... Which I wouldn't have never thought she'd take off her shirt for a movie. I thought you were classier than that, girl.
Well, nice,
I guess not.
Fits.
Yep. They'll sell for anything. Oh, shoot. I saw some other movies. But it doesn't matter.
Hobbit?
Well, I saw The Hobbit. That was a while back. Did you guys see The Hobbit yet?
I just recently watched it. That's why I said it. So.
Oh, what'd you think of it? Did you watch it in 46 FPS? I don't know.
You know, I don't know. I think because they didn't tell me what it was when I was going in there, but like on the other thing, like on the 3D part of it, it said like 3D high frame rate version, but on the version I watched, because I didn't want to watch 3D, it just said it didn't say anything, so I wasn't sure if it was or not. But it was like super clear and everything, but I don't think it was actual high frame rate,
Yeah,
so
no, it was mine was like super clear too. But I'm
yeah.
gonna say it this time because I don't like buying into 3D. But that movie wasn't annoying 3D. It
Yeah,
was
I heard it was actually good 3D, so.
good 3D. So I say you should have seen it. She could have
Nope.
given us a review. Natalie,
Was still really good, normal, vanilla edition.
vanilla. I'm a purist.
I
Natalie, did you
didn't
see
see
The
it.
Hobbit? No, okay.
No, when I was supposed to, I got sick.
Aha.
Lispy mouth
Jokes
abscess.
on me, guys.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been trying to watch Django Unchained.
Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah, too bad. I'm on call this weekend, so I can't see it. And I saw Les Mis.
Oh, you actually saw that?
Yeah, I was going to the theater with my girlfriend and her family under the impression that we were gonna watch Les Mis, I mean Django. And
Oh,
then when we
God.
get there, I got so
You
got.
got got.
My pants were
Oh.
so far. Yeah, my pants were down around my ankles at that point because I was like, just kill me now. Have you
Yeah, it'd be
guys?
funny if like you didn't see like what the ticket said or anything.
Yeah,
I
that'd be
just walked
hilarious.
in.
You just go in
I
there.
just nonchalantly stroll into any theater. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll be
man.
like, oh, what is
No, I'm
this?
talking about like if you were like, oh, I'm gonna get my candy from the car, just buy me the tickets, I'll meet you guys inside. And he didn't like he didn't look at the ticket. You
Was like,
know.
okay, Theater 9? All right, let's go. Django
Exactly.
Unchained. And for 2 hours, I waited for Jamie Foxx. Nothing.
There's a bunch of singing
Yeah.
and a lot of
Okay, I don't
miserable
know if.
people.
I
Saw Wolverine singing and Catwoman singing.
don't know if you guys seen this, but I fell asleep a bunch of times in that movie. But
Oh,
no,
man.
I fell asleep a couple times, but the parts I was awake for, somewhat enjoyable. I am quite a man of music. I love playing it and listening to it, and I'm gonna have to say that was
The fact that
enjoyable.
you already said you fell asleep in it, though, just kind of.
I
Why do I still need to hear your review on it?
You still
The
need to hear
parts I
my
was
review.
awake. Oh, man.
But no, just if Ryan, just take a date there, because that is
Oh,
a panty
gosh.
dropper.
Oh, even if you fell
That's been.
asleep, huh?
Yeah,
Wow.
I wouldn't
Oh,
know,
my
but it would seem like a panty dropper.
I don't think
I heard a couple of them
so.
fall to the floor after Hugh Jackman. Huge Jackman.
Wow.
right, but
Awesome review, Andy.
Huge
Jesus.
Jackman singing panty dropping. Boom. Go watch Les Mis, guys.
Don't do
Watch it alone. Make sure you're in a trench coat. So yeah. Anything else you guys want to add to the games you got? Anything you played with yourself with?
I've been like on a strategy streak.
On a
It's like
strategy
crazy.
binge.
Yeah, like yesterday I played Sid Meier's Civilization V for like 6 hours straight.
Oh my.
I mean,
Jeez, did
like,
you go
no
to get up
shit.
and
I
use the
think it was.
bathroom?
I don't think I did. I gave my villagers some water and I sent them off to war, but not for me.
You watch them urinate and you're like, thanks, bro.
Good job, guys. Good job.
That's
Dude,
so
that game
sick.
is so addicting. Oh my god. I beat it though, and I'm about to play it again as another leader. Because when I first started it, like I just said play now. I didn't like really pay attention to the options, so I was like the Indian hero Kwai leader.
Oof.
And over the weekend I was gone and I was playing it on my Mac. And I just said play now again, and I was like the Japanese like leader guy. I was like, why is it randomly just choose leaders for me? And then I actually like went into setup game where you can choose your leader. I was like, oh wow. So
Oh, nice.
I was like, maybe I should pay attention to options a little bit more so I can play as Abe Lincoln next time. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You play historical figures?
Yeah, yeah. Like you can play Genghis Khan stuff. There's an achievement.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's an achievement for winning in like 10 turns if you're Alexander the Great. And it's just called like Conqueror or something like that.
Nice. It's
funny, yeah.
I heard Napoleon's kind of a dick in that game.
Yes, he attacked me right off the bat, and I just like, and I beat him though. And he gave me, like, 2 cities to, like, leave him alone. And I didn't forget that because when I built up my army, I decimated it. he offered peace treaties, like, 2 times. Like, nope, dude, you're going down all the way.
That's good. Because I was listening to Step Your Geek Up podcast. And Kenny G, he actually... Like, he's like, oh, this Napoleon's being nice. And he, like, just sided with him. And, like, 10 turns later, he's like, ah, you fell for my trick. You've been had. And then he killed him. He, like, took...
Dude, and then, like, I was, like... like the rest of the AI leaders, like, Washington and this Queen Elizabeth in Russia, they saw that I didn't, like, accept a peace treaty. And so all the other countries just hated me because they were like, oh, you're just a warmonger. I'm like, you know what? I had a personal vendetta against this guy.
My gosh. You know,
this business. Oh, man, it was funny. Yeah, it's a really fun game. Yeah, that's good. So. Strategy right. Games, y'all. It's my niche. XCOM. Stronghold.
Oh,
frickin'
my.
Civ 5. What else?
So, a.k.a. Ryan has a pretty sick god complex about him.
Nice.
Natalie, anything else you want to mention for games that you got for Christmas? Before we move on to the next part, which looks like it's just you. No? All right.
No.
Then, Natalie, honorable mention, a.k.a. stuff you want to make us care about.
Well, I don't care if you listen.
Oh, all right. End of podcast. You guys later. Alright, what is it? What is this? I don't know.
The Sell Assassin's Den is another podcast mostly for Assassin's Creed. And they had Noah Watts as their guest star who plays Connor, Radun Hagedun in Assassin's Creed 3. And I thought it was pretty cool because normally when I hear that most people are going to interview, like, voice actors or whatever. They have, like, the dumbest questions to ask, like, stupid stuff to say. And
did you have to become an Indian for, like, a couple days?
It's, like, a stupid question to ask him, too.
Oh, yeah, and the voice actor for his mom is an actual Native American woman?
Yeah.
That's what I thought I saw?
He's Native, too. He's half Native.
Oh, I didn't know who Noah Watts is. I didn't look that up. Whoops.
It's but, all right.
Yeah, the lady looks, she looks not Native American whatsoever, but yeah, she's his mom. She plays his mom. she's as Native American looking as Ryan.
Eight.
Ryan, what tribe do you belong to?
Oh man. I can't remember now. I don't know.
Oh my! You are not.
No, seriously, like 1/16th, man.
No,
like,
okay. What?
Like random small fraction. I remember learning this in middle school, and everybody was all like, "Oh, dude, it's just the cool thing to happen."
Well, then you're obviously just following a fad, Ryan.
No, because we actually
lying
out,
about
man.
Your lineage.
Right, we're gonna talk.
Dude, my brother got like scholarship money for that shit. So.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So they
Sorry.
Actually check. All
you
right.
went to Ancestry.com and then
Ancestry.com.
Like, oh, look, you guys took the land from my great-great-grandma.
No, what he did is he got it and cut it and copy and pasted it and put it on the page, and then he went to Xerox it so it looks like a clean.
Oh, it looks like a first grade project.
That is way too
it's
much
like
work
a
for
tree.
Me. That is way too much work for me.
Yeah.
I am fat and lazy.
We're gonna have your grandma on the next podcast so she can verify.
Okay.
Then I need a date, so I'll just talk to her too after that. All right.
Dang.
So go on. Just on the record, Ryan just did the joke playthrough for his own grandma.
Exactly.
Sicko. All right, Natalie, what else about Assassin's Dizzle?
But the questions they actually asked him were pretty thoughtful. There was times where you guys haven't played the game, right?
I played through
I
most of
like Assassin's
Assassin's Creed
Creed.
3. Oh.
No, I haven't played three. Trying to beat Revelations first.
Andy, did you get to the point where you see Connor's where he loses his mom?
Well, that's like the. I said I played through most of it, so yeah, that was pretty early on.
I don't want to like spoil it for people who haven't.
No, it's okay.
What are you
What? It's a
doing? Oh.
video. It's a video podcast.
Oh
gosh, this
You
guy.
have to give the video watchers in like more cred because the listeners are too lazy to give us YouTube views.
That's true.
Cha-ching, Urban Outfitters, you guys owe me $5. All right. So what about the part where he loses his mother?
Well, one of the questions was from somebody who asked if they had a similar, if he had a similar experience to Radun Hegedun in that point, and Noah was going into how
Sorry,
he didn't.
I'm literally thinking, oh, it did. Hey, when you were 8, did someone burn your village down and have your mother trapped in a burning? Like, what?
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoiler alert, guys. Connor is not really an
He is
assassin.
native. He is African American.
Okay.
But
Go on, Natalie.
he said, well, of course not. He hadn't gone through something like that. You know, day and age has changed. But he said at that moment, because what I found was pretty cool is the entire time he voice acted for the game, he actually never saw like that part of the game. Like he never saw the mouth moving. You know, normally whenever they record like animations and whatnot, they have the animation in the background and the voice actors voicing to the animation. Well, they didn't have that. It's just him in the room reading lines. So they always told him, you know, just to visualize if you were in this scenario, what would happen. And he did, and when he actually played the game and he saw it, he said he got pretty emotional at that part because he remembers in his tribe, he always heard stories about it. His family and his other tribe members would talk about it, and he said he felt kind of personal at that moment. He had to put the controller down and, you know, take a deep breath because he said it was really upsetting. He didn't think about, you know, how deep the game was to actual facts. And he really appreciated how they actually got a cultural advisor for the game. He's because he is half, he said he could understand sort of how Connor felt, you know, in the game, you know, how Connor's like pretty much picked on a lot because of his heritage.
Yeah. Connor is, well, he's harassed. Picked on makes it sound like he was picked on as a kid. No, he wasn't picked on as a kid. He was harassed as an adult constantly because of his heritage.
Yeah.
As his heritage as a half Native American and as a Native American in the white community. Ryan.
Yeah. It's so noticeable for me.
Ryan, did you
it's a
have
pretty
similar
cool.
experiences as a
Oh,
child?
yeah. Duh, dude.
Ryan's like, the other day I got a swirly.
Yep, whatever. It's okay.
Oh. Is that
Okay,
where they
it's
like take their
disgusting.
finger and then you bend over and don't understand this.
Oh my
Okay.
God.
So yes, what about the emotional parts of Assassin's Creed? Natalie.
No, he was just talking about how, just pretty much overall, how he could connect with the game, and he thought it was really fascinating because, like I said earlier, he just did the lines. He didn't really get to see it, and then when he actually does see it, he admires Connor a lot more because he was explaining the reason why he made Connor the way he is, because people were like, why is Connor, you know, kind of monotonous? Why isn't he emotional, as emotional? And he was saying, well, as an assassin, I imagine they're a stone cold killer. And he's like, you know, Ezio was pretty cool, but Ezio was pretty flamboyant. He saw his family, his brother and his father die whenever he was pretty much already an adult. but Connor is still a kid, and he watched his mom die, so he has more of a traumatic experience than Ezio did. So Ezio is like, oh, blah, blah, da-da, how he said it, like, women everywhere. But Connor's more of, I want justice. It
Justice
was
never sleeps.
actually really good. It's a really good podcast. I actually really liked it. It was really cool. And
Well, why
he
don't
was
you go
pretty
on to
down
their
to earth.
podcast then?
No, that's
I'm
okay.
gonna,
I'm with you
I'm
guys.
joining It's Super Effective Pokemon.
Fine then. I'll run Pixel Bros by myself. It's been like that the whole time anyway.
Oh! Oh,
Dang.
man.
I'm just kidding. That was totally not.
This guy's pissed.
Conceited?
No.
This guy's
Yeah, but
pissed.
speaking of emotional games, I'm probably gonna try to pick up Journey soon. That game has been on the radar. It needs to be played, apparently, because
I think you'll
Apparently.
like it for its artistical.
Artistical.
Artistical. I know, I just like, what the heck? Artistic perspective.
As well as the whole communicating where you're not really able to communicate and other players can jump into your game.
Yeah,
And
that's
it's
pretty
like
cool.
you can only use the hand signals, you can't chat, so it's makes things interesting. One thing though, I'd have to disagree with the whole Ezio thing. I think it's because he saw the trauma later in life as more of kind of a young adult. And so in his way to deal with it is to be with women to how to put this easily, screw the emotions out of himself.
To gain solace.
Nope, screw the emotions out of himself. And so so that he handled it that way, and he just kind of searched for truth, and he was pretty much on this personal quest to find why did my family get killed. And so but Connor, as I'm far as I'm playing, a lot of his judgments are made by like emotion from what's happened to him, and it's not as calculated as Ezio. Not doesn't seem like it to me. But Ryan, how much have you played of a set? Oh yeah. All right. So,
Just skip.
don't ask me shit about that.
so as much as you played, how do you analyze his personality, Ryan?
Oh,
Okay. All right, we're hitting the 46-minute mark, which means we need to wrap it up. Just like prom night. All right,
wrap
so
it
what is all that? Is there a truck eating your house?
up. No
Okay.
joke.
All right, so any other honorable mentions, Ryan? Oh my God! What
It's not
is...
me, it's Mella.
Yeah, so like kick the
Just
dog out of the house.
mute
Just
your mic.
you like I don't understand. They're animals.
She
You
just
can
loves her squeaky wheel.
close the door or pick her up and put her outside.
Okay, Andy, you know as well as I do. If she's not around me, you know who's gonna be upset.
Well, she was
Come here.
not there. She was around all of us yesterday. She was pretty calm. All right. So, yeah. Ryan, any honorable mentions?
I said my honorable mention.
Oh, strategy games? That's
Strategy
real.
games, play it.
That's real cool.
Play it, guys.
Yes.
Listen right now. Oh, and there's a new show that I've not really been watching, but I've seen a couple times. If you really want to see like a live action kids playing like cops and robbers, you should watch that Amish Mafia.
What?
Yes, I
Like,
saw
those
that.
kids are not mafia, dude. Those kids are
No.
so fake.
It
They're
is
like
so
trying to be
kind
10
of
times
like.
more badass than they actually are. It's just, it's
Yeah,
terrible.
it's.
Like the main guy, Levi, he like sits in a desk like in his barn and like he's like, I got a job for you. I'm like,
Yeah,
oh my
he's like
God.
he's
It's
supposedly
so
the
terrible.
godfather. What
Yes.
do? They just like strong arm people to not mess
Exactly.
with Amish people.
Oh my
Okay, the
God.
fact that you have to get people to not mess with Amish people is like unfathomable. Nobody cares about the Amish. Like
Oh,
your
he's
job is
coming for you
done.
now, Andy. Levi's coming for you.
Bring it, Levi. Holler at your
Oh,
boy.
it's a terrible show.
Yeah, but it was funny as far as I watched because they're like using cameras to try to catch some guy and they're like, but we
Yes.
don't really like being photographed because it makes you an idol and we don't worship other idols. Like, no, you're just capturing a memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, honorable mention, Amish Mafia.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It just sounds so bad.
Yep. Oh, it is.
It is. It really is. It is. I thought you were onto something. You said live action kids playing. Because I was like, man, this sounds pretty funny because kids say the darndest things.
Well, it is funny because these kids are all super serious into this. And you're like the parents, like, watching these kids. They're like,
yeah.
They're out there playing cops and robbers again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I bet they can't see, like, they can't watch their show because that would be seeing themselves on camera.
Yeah.
And then that just means you just combust, because that's what happens to Amish, right? You can't see your own image, you combust. Yeah. All right, thank you guys. Look forward to more of these Google Hangouts every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. My God, Natalie.
Oh my God.
This is killing me.
What?
There's like a shootout.
Yeah, no, it's just, look, if you were a podcast listener and you heard all this noise, you'd be like, man, what an unruly podcast. Oh, man, all right.
It's not my fault. You know it's Mella's fault.
Yeah, it's called putting the dog outside for what? We're recording for 50 minutes. It's, oh, man, I don't know. I'm not a pet lover, sorry. We lost, like, all
our
pet lovers.
You're not the dog whisperer.
Yeah, sorry.
Keep doing that. Like, all right. Open your speakers to us, and we'll get the dog. All
right.
She just jumped on me.
Thank you guys for listening, Ryan.
Dog Mr. Hollage Boy.
Ryan, where can they reach us? Where can they talk to you?
Oh, well, they can talk to me at PickaPeakCast.
AdultFriendFinder.com.
That's right. All right. Are you eHarmony?
eHarmony.
Look for the guy with the Star Wars boxers and the lightsaber.
That's right.
It's called geek2geek.com.
I'm also getting into christianmingle.com.
Oh, my. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Hodgeboy, Andy.
All right. So pixelpcast@gmail.com. Natalie, where can they find our podcast and other crap we don't care about?
Oh.
Pixelpcast.com.
Yep. Or AssassinsCreed3.com, Uncharted3.com, stuff we don't care about. And as always, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, YouTube viewers, for watching. These hangouts will be broadcast live, so you guys can, I don't know, masturbate to us or whatever. And all right. Thanks, guys, for listening and watching. Pixel Pros out.
Bye.
Still says on air.
Now we are successfully terminated.
Look at that dog ruling you with an iron fist.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, okay, she was sleeping. I don't know what.
Well, gee, I wonder, like, maybe all the talking might have woken her.
Oh,
no, she was sleeping, like, even way before we were casting. She slept through the entire time until that last moment.
Well, that means she was well-rested the whole time. She was, like, waiting. It's like a time bomb. It's like a kid. The kid, if you've been sleeping for more than 2 hours, you're like, oh, my God, he's about to wake up at any second. Shit.
What the hell? What is happening?
Natalie took off her headset, and then a tornado came through.
Guys, I'm in Oz. Yeah.
Guys.
Apparently. We hit 51 minutes.
Oh.
Not bad.
Uh-oh.
Yep, we're now...
So are we trying to do...